In this WeScott Newsline, two cuts. Both cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We were really pleased with the response to the surveys. Practically all of the U.S. mills, I'd say at least 95% of those mills, responded to the survey. And in the case of the foreign surveys, we had 160 usable responses to the internet-based survey. Half of those responses came from China. It was very helpful for everybody concerned. And because of the assistance from NICTO and Cotton Council International, we were able to get a good cross-section of mills from around the world.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
For example, what technology do they use? What types of fabrics and yarns do those mills produce? Where do they source their cotton? So for the foreign mills, are they U.S. cotton customers or are they buying cotton from other parts of the world? Whenever we talk about lint contamination, how does our U.S. cotton stack up against our competitors? And the information we gained from this survey confirms results from surveys such as the 2007 ITMF survey that U.S. cotton remains one of the least contaminated growths of cotton in the world.